Martin and his Transco All-Americans have arrived in the state of Pennsylvania. The boys flew high over the Allegheny Mountains and glided down to a happy landing in the city of Philadelphia.
So here we are in my hometown, the Quaker City. Gee, fellas, it's great to get back here.
So this is your hometown, Archibald.
I suppose your ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
Oh, don't be silly. The Mayflower landed at Plymouth. Not at Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. My mistake.
Jack is a little weak on history.
All I know of the history of Pennsylvania is the record of Connie Mack and the Philadelphia Athletics.
Well, I can easily brush up your history for you, Jack.
Now, I need it, Archibald, but we can't get together now.
No, forget history, Archibald. But we're going to give Philadelphia a Yankee Doodle doll.
In one of the original 13 states? That's right, Roy, we are. And Philadelphia is called the cradle of American liberty. The famous Liberty Bell is here in Independence Hall, you know.
You don't say.
Yes, you see, Pennsylvania is very correctly named as the Keystone State.
Oh, so this is a Keystone State, huh?
Yes, that's its usual name, though it's also known as the Steel State and the Coal State because of its rich mining deposits.
Why do they call it the Keystone State?
Don't try to tell us they find keystones here.
No, not at all. You see, Pennsylvania represents the keystone of the original 13 colonies. With New York and New England to the north, and Maryland and Virginia and the Carolinas to the south, Pennsylvania was the center of the rebellion.
Well, let's give the old Keystone State Kamenoi Ostro.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
surprised the oldest existing magazine is still being published in Philadelphia?
Is that so? What is it?
I know. An illustrated weekly founded a long time ago by little Benny Franklin.
That's right. And Pennsylvania is proud of Benjamin Franklin. He was one of the wisest of the wise.
Just like me. I'm that way, too.
And if we have time, I'll take you down on R Street and I'll show you where Betsy Ross sold the first American flag.
Say, there's a little girl who deserves a great big hand.
Well, let's think of something appropriate for her.
Yeah, I've got it. Let's dedicate to Betsy Ross of Philadelphia, Old Playmate.
Interesting historical things I could show you in Pennsylvania. Valley Forge and Gettysburg and William Penn's house. But of course, we'll have to be traveling on.
Right you are, Archibald.
But maybe we can play a return date in Pennsylvania.
That's not a bad idea, Archibald. But at present we head south once more. This time to the state of Alabama.
So we're Alabama bound.
Oh, Mammy.